So how are things going? Maybe we can get an update from Ricardo first.
Okay. Well, I'm still running the getting the numbers for different pod systems and Postmark. Right now, Figure 11 has whatever numbers I have for now.
Okay.
Then I changed a bit of text, added some descriptions for journal write-back.
Hold on, hold on.
Some new figures that you provided me.
One second.
Sure.
Let me get the most recent version of the paper because I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Let me. Okay, so I do have the most recent one. Okay, yeah, Ming just came in. All right. So yeah, can you restart what you were saying?
Okay, so I'm still getting numbers for Postmark and different file systems.
Okay.
Until now, there is not very interesting data to get from that. It's just basic. I see the same pattern for every single file system. But you can see that data on Figure 11.
Figure 11. Figure 11. Okay. Interesting.
I hope as I get more numbers. By the way, this is write-back journaling, but without limiting the size of the transaction. This is it should be just as write-back, but it's kind of different. I have to explain that. I'm getting numbers for write-back journaling with limitation in the transaction sizes and also for order, but it takes a long time, especially because it crashes every once in a while, and I need somebody to reboot it for me.
Do you have any idea why is it crashing?
No, that's the other problem. I have no idea what's crashing on it.
So, Ricardo, can you tell us what these figures are about? These are all just different file systems.
And I was hoping to see something interesting in this, but nope.
They're all very similar.
Yeah.
The only thing that's somewhat different is the ButterFS. It seems
Yeah.
like there is a slight difference between write back and write back journal, which is
Yeah.
interesting that write back does a little worse than write back journal.
And also the journal does a bit worse than order and write back for EXE3 and EXE4. And also the cache size at which performance starts to increase is different from EXE3 to EXE4. But that's not important for our purposes, I guess. It's just
It's not. I think this
Yeah.
is a good way to show that, okay, it's this phenomenon that and the x-axis is just the
Of cash, yeah.
amount of
And
cash.
again, I mean, I'm just doing this because of the lacking of other benchmarks to run. I don't have anything else to run, so that's why I'm running this.
What about
Yeah.
the TPCC?
Oh yeah, TPCC, I have to run that as well, but I didn't because it takes like 3 hours, and that's basically why. But I have to get new numbers for that also.
I remember that you said we need to get more numbers for
Oh yeah,
TPCC with stresses the system.
yeah. That's controlled with the number of simulated warehouses in the system. And I was using 10, but looking at records from, these super machines and stuff like that, they use warehouses in the order of millions. So that means I'm not using enough warehouses, so I have to stress the system a bit more.
Well, I
So
guess.
that may explain why throughput for write back is not great compared to write through, right?
Yeah, because the workload is throttling itself.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Okay, that's good. So, what about running traces or replaying traces?
Yeah, I'm not that convinced about that because of the, you know, the async versus sync write issue, but I can do that.
Right, so the question there is that we would only be able to show response time plots, right? Because we want
and also response time, but the other issue is that, let's say we reduce the latency for writes, but that doesn't mean anything because all writes could be asynchronous.
It's possible that everything is asynchronous.
Yeah.
I think we need to argue in that space, right? Why we believe that the write back modes do improve response times even.